is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
The big topic today is VAWA. When the Office of the United States Attorney for the District of Vermont announced on July 18 that a federal grand jury returned a 12-count indictment against Arlo Louison, 53 of Brooklyn, for running an immigration fraud scheme, the investigation revealed hundreds of VAWA applications, where false statements were made in connection with the form I-360, petitions for status adjustments under the Violence Against Women Act, VAWA. Mr. Figaro, what is VAWA, and also can you speak about advance parole?
Yes, Ms. Phillip. Yes, Ms. Phillip. VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, it was passed in 1994. Senator Biden at the time was one of the sponsors of that legislation. We know that he became Vice President Biden with President Barack Obama. So VAWA is intended for people who have been victims of abuse, whether it be physical, mental abuse. What the U.S. government is basically doing with VAWA is they're saying, you know, whether a spouse is a green card holder or a U.S. citizen, no spouse should subjugate themselves to violence, to, you know, abuse, and be scared of their immigration status in America. In fact, in recent times, the Trump administration under Sessions, they decided that anyone who files a VAWA application that is fraudulent, that doesn't meet the standard required for the approval, that those people should be placed in deportation. So if the U.S. attorney is saying that there were hundreds of VAWA applications that are questionable, it means that all of these people who file the form I-360, which is the petition for the VAWA, may be subject to deportation, may be subject to being served an NTA, a notice to appear, for deportation. VAWA, obviously, when you file that I-360 application, you must have evidence. What is evidence of abuse? Evidence of abuse is obviously restraining orders. Maybe you have a restraining order in family court. Maybe your spouse was arrested. Maybe you made complaints to the NYPD about abuse at your home. Again, the spouse must be a U.S. citizen or green card holder. If your spouse is not a U.S. citizen or green card holder and you are being abused, that's the U visa. You could testify against someone who you are not married to, and hopefully that person would be prosecuted for their crimes against you, and then you qualify for a U visa. The district attorney will give a letter so that you take to the immigration attorney or whoever is representing you, and they will use that letter to state that obviously that you cooperated with the DA's office in prosecuting someone who was abusing you, a non-US citizen, green card holder, or someone who you were not married to. So in order to qualify for VAWA, again, there must be a marriage, there must be a relationship. It could be a parent, it could be a child. You must have some sort of legal relationship. So if you have a VAWA application that is pending, that is being denied, and you are a victim of that fraud, it means that it is possible that immigration is going to serve you a notice to appear. If you are served a notice to appear, then you have to ask your question, what is your defense for deportation? Is it cancellation of removal? Is it adjustment of status? Is it a U visa? So anyone who did a petition, out of these hundreds of petition, the question you have to be asking yourself is, am I going to be served this NTA? Did you make a valid application for abuse? And we said, what is a valid application? Police restraining orders, police reports, medical issues in hospitals or your doctors that you could talk about if there was any violence. Counseling, you must go to counseling so that you could have a record of the abuse over time. These are the type of evidence that immigration wants. If you didn't get counseling, if there's no police reports, if the person is unrelated to you, it means that you may have signed a fraudulent application for a relief that you're not entitled to. Anyone who commits immigration fraud is subject to a lifetime ban for any immigration benefit. There's no exceptions to the rules. There's no waivers. So you may be in a situation where you may have to testify in order to get a U visa at the Kings County District Attorney's Office. Why? Because they are the ones who conduct investigations on fraud, whether it be a notary, which the gentleman is, that committed these acts against you. So is the Kings County District Attorney, Mr. Gonzalez, is his office bringing any investigations, and can you testify as a credible witness against this person? And that will qualify you, hopefully, to get a U visa. There are other requirements with a U visa, and we have posted this information on the Caribbean American Weekly's website. We have PDF files and different things that talk about a U visa. You could visit our website, www.cawnyc.com. Again, www.cawnyc.com. On this show, we call it Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. You could also go to the Ask the Lawyer website, www.askthelawyer.us, and you could schedule a free consultation. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could go to that website and schedule a free consultation if you are a victim of fraud. Doesn't matter who is committing the fraud against you, you have that free consultation. Also, in this show, we also give out the number to call, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845 if you are a victim of fraud. Now, what I've said to people is, we are in Trump times. He has no respect for the Caribbean countries, African countries, Latin American countries. He has, instigated violence. He uses a lot of what we call in law fighting words, so to speak, where he just doesn't care. And you need to get it that if you are obviously an undocumented person here, you must follow the law, whether it be immigration or otherwise. Otherwise, you're going to get yourself into trouble like this 1,800 people, according to the U.S. attorney, that are in trouble. Hopefully, it's not 1,800. But those of you who had those applications go out and you put your signatures on those applications, you're going to be held responsible for those applications and the information in it. People are saying that, hey, we didn't see what was on the form. We signed blindly. Immigration doesn't care. So, I'm saying to those of you out there that is listening to the program, and those of you who could share information with your friends and family, that they need to take this issue seriously. Again, VAWA is for people who are green card holders, married to green card holders or U.S. citizens. People who, parents, children may be subject to abuse also. You have to prove, you have to give evidence. And evidence is like counseling. Evidence is like police reports with the NYPD. Evidence is medical records. Evidence is obviously the counseling that you receive. In fact, we're going to be publishing stories on VAWA as to who qualify or don't qualify in the Caribbean American Weekly and the Immigrants Journal. We have done so in the past. Why? Because we know that you have to understand your rights. Whether you go to a lawyer or whoever you go to, you need to understand the law. You cannot allow people to trick you into situations that has more consequence to you rather than to the person completing that form. In New York, my understanding is anyone who fills out forms on immigration issues must be bonded. Is that person bonded? They must have a sign in the office that they complete immigration forms. They are not lawyers. They cannot give you legal advice. These are the things that you must understand. If you cannot afford an attorney, is that person following the rules? And being naive is not a defense for fraud. You have to understand the process. When you have an attorney or whoever representing you, they have to explain step one, step two, step three in the VAWA process, the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994, amended also several times. So you cannot be complacent in your representation. You have to act like an intelligent person that you are. And you cannot expect that people will say, okay, you know, you're a victim, when in fact you contributed to the issue. My name is Brian Figueroa. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. At the Ask the Lawyer website, we have a podcast that we produce so that you could listen to this and other presentations that we have made on various immigration issues. At Figueroa & Associates, we believe that an intelligent client is the best client. We want you to understand the law, the process. We are not going to treat you as if you are fools. Some of us go to attorneys. They treat us as fools. We do not ask questions. They do not explain the process properly for you. They do not give you a flyer on certain issues that you're interested in. Please do not behave like a fool. Do not act like a fool, so to speak. Any attorney that is representing you, they must explain the process. Anyone who is doing any, giving you free legal whatever, you know, whether it be a non-profit or whether it be these notaries out there that are not supposed to, you need to understand your legal rights. There are many articles on Caribbean American Weekly you could search under immigration and you could get that information. Again, the website that you can go to for the publication, Caribbean American Weekly, is www.cawnyc.com. Again, www.cawnyc.com. For Ask the Lawyer, you want to schedule a consultation, a free one, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also go to the Facebook for Caribbean American Weekly or the Immigrants Journal or Figueroa and Associates. If you want to call and make an appointment, the number is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. For those of you who want to travel, there's something called advance parole. It is for humanitarian reasons. Some of us are separated from our families for a long time. So if you have a family member that is very ill or may have passed on, children, other relatives, then you could do something called advance parole. Advance parole doesn't qualify you for a work permit. So some people, they got their work permits and they believe that because they got a work permit, that life is going to be great, they're going to get a green card. That is not true. So those of you who got a work permit, hey, you are not out of the woods. You are, those VAWA applications are going to be denied. Also, for those of you who got advanced parole, that is okay. It is humanitarian. But God forbid Trump says, okay, we're going to use these people who travel, use their information to go pick them up. And under the Trump Sessions administration, and now the Trump Bar administration, these dudes, these cats, whatever you want to call them, because they are not our political leaders. They are frauds themselves. They do not represent all Americans. Do not take these guys for granted. They are full of hate. They are racist. And that's why on this show, we call them the president, KKK, Russian Trump. It took a long time for CNN, MSNBC, and other mainstream media to call the president out. Why it took them so long? Well, guess why? This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions? We got answers. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. So do not hesitate. Do not procrastinate. Call us right now and take advantage of your free, no obligation legal consultation. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And remember, you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.